Perigimel Mishnah Hey Rabbi Chanina ben Chachinoi Omer Haneir Balaila, somebody who stays awake at night. Vahamahalech Bederech Echidi, one who travels alone. Umefane Libo Levatala, and somebody who wastes his time idly. Harezu Mischai Benafsho, such a person sins against his soul and is giving up of his life. Note, Rabbi Chanina mentions three things that one gives up his soul or one is worthy of death for. Number one, a ne'er balayla, somebody who stays up all night. Number two, somebody who travels alone. And number three, a mefane liba levatala, somebody who simply idly wastes his time. What is the common denominator between these three? Is there a common denominator? Or are these three independent items that one ultimately sacrifices his life? I'd like to share with you four pshatim, four approaches in terms of how to understand this mission. The first, which might be the most simple, most pashut, is who is Rabbi Chanina? Note, Rabbi Chanina was one of the Asara Harugei Malchus, one of the 10 martyrs under the Roman tyranny. Rabbi Chanina was killed, murdered, executed for teaching Torah Barabim, for being Malame Torah Barabim to Am Yisrael. And therefore, Rabbi Chanina understood that there are going to be reasons why one is ultimately permitted not to study publicly. We're unable to do so, so that's okay. But there are going to be times and opportunities to learn Torah that one is not under the gun, when we're not under pressure, and where there's not going to be a situation where the Romans were out to get the Jewish people. Those circumstances, says Rabbi Chanina, then you're required to learn. And if not, hareza mischai benafsho, then you're really giving up your life. What are those cases? Ner b'layla, if you're up at night when they're not looking for you, you're not being run after. Learn, take advantage of your time. Hamahalech b'derech echid, you're walking, you're traveling, you're on your own. Nobody's going to think or imagine that you're studying Torah in that circumstance. Umefan alibu lavatala, if you're stam, wasting idly your time, those are opportunities to learn when you're not under the threat of execution, you're not under the pressure of the Roman Empire, the Roman government, and the tyranny of those anti-Torah community. Those are opportunities to learn, and thus Rabbi Chanina is living, as we always say in these Mishnayos, Hu Hayah Omer, Rabbi Chanina lived this Mishnah, lived this teaching, because that's who he was. Not only did he teach Torah Barabim, but if there's anybody who could tell us, take advantage of your time, when you're not under pressure, when you're not under gun, it is Rabbi Chanina. A second pshat, which is really piggybacking off the first, is Rabbi Chanina is teaching us, it's true we are busy. It's true we're working and we're involved with family and whatever our responsibilities are. And we can't be learning 10 or 20 hours a day. Maybe not even 5 or 4. Not even 1. But there's always the opportunity. Haner balayla, if you're awake at night, what are you doing at night? Are you playing cards? Are you wasting your time or are you learning? What are you doing? How are you going to take advantage of those quiet moments, those peaceful, silent, still moments? How are you doing and what are you doing when there's a sound of silence? Hamahalech baderech echidi, when it's quiet, when you're traveling, when you're alone, when you're outside and nobody's bothering you. Umefana libo levatala, for you simply take the opportunity and you waste it. Umefana libo levatala, you're idle. So thus, according to Rabbi Chanina, there is an absolute common denominator between these three. Ne'er b'layla, mahalech b'derech yechid, mefan aliv v'atalar, teaching us, take advantage of our time. When there is no conflict, and when there is nothing getting in the way of Talmud Torah, that's when you should do it. The stipler, Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael Kanievsky, famously writes in Maseches Brachos in the Kilas Yaakov that the chiyuv of Talmud Torah, the requirement to learn Torah, is not when there are other responsibilities. Then you're putter, then you're exempt, there's no chiyuv. The chiyuv Talmud Torah begins when there's nothing getting in the way, when you're not sleeping, when you're not at work, when you're not with our family. What are we doing those minutes and hours? That's Rabbi Chanina's teaching here. Ne'er balayla, mahalach b'derech echidi, umefano livo levatalo. But there's another pshat. The Bar Tanura, Rabbi Avadya Bar Tanura, classically, one of the great commentaries on Mishnayos, he says that there is a common denominator as well between these three, and explains the Rabbi Avadya Bar Tanura that these three circumstances, if you're ne'er balayla, if you're awake at night, if you're mahalech b'derech yechidi, or if you're traveling alone, these are circumstances and situations when there's the evil inclination, the Yetzirah. And more than that, there's a gzeira against you. They're dangerous predicaments. They're scary times. Late at night, you're up. Mahalech b'derech yechid, you're traveling. the only way to protect yourself is Talmud Torah. Therefore, if you're mefana level of atala, if you purposefully or bemazed specifically and explicitly waste your time, harezu mischayv v'nafsho, you're putting your life in jeopardy, because those are dangerous predicaments, those are dangerous circumstances. When you're up late at night, you're walking on the path quietly without anybody protecting you, you can get attacked. It's dangerous. Says Rabbi Chanina, save yourself. But if not, if you're mefana liva batal, if you're not taking advantage of your time, harezu mischayv b'nafsho, you're going to be held accountable, and you're sinning against your own soul, and you will be held accountable for that. I'd like to share with you what I think is a fourth pshat in this Mishnah, and I'd like to suggest as follows. This Mishnah, Mishnah Hey, is the inverse of the first Mishnah in Parak Shlishi. Remember, Akavya ben Mahalal Omer, he taught Histakel b'shlosh dvar meinata bali de'avera. You should focus on three things, and if you focus on three things, you'll never come to sin. What were those three things? Da me'ayin basa, know where you came from. La'ana taholech, where are you going? Who ultimately we hold an accounting in front of? I believe Rabbi Chanina is telling us the inverse of Akavya ben Mahalalel. Akavya ben Mahalalel teaches us, do, think, contemplate these three things, and you won't sin. Rabbi Chanina in this Mishnah is telling us the inverse of each of those three. Haneir Balaila, somebody who's awake at night, such a person doesn't remember where he came from. Because in the evening, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to be contemplating. You're supposed to be thinking. You're supposed to be considering where you came from. The world originally was tohu vavo v'choshech al pnei tahom. And if you're trying to create a world where there no longer is choshech and or, v'hi erev v'hi beoki yomecha, there's a distinction and a division between day and night. And you're trying to create light in the time of nightness that God created, then what are you doing? You're not recognizing me'ayin basa, where you came from and the world came from. Ne'er Balayla is basically and explicitly denying where the world began, denying that there was tohu vavo, that Kadosh Baruch Hu turned into day and night. Thus, if you're Ne'er Balayla, if you're awake at night, you're forgetting where you came from, you're forgetting where the world began, you're trying to create the tohu vavo all over again. There's day and there's night. There's Yom and there's Choshech. There's Boker and there's Erev. Thus, Haneir Balayla, somebody who's awake at night, is uprooting the creation of the world and the way the world is supposed to be situated and established. Number two, Rabbi Kavi ben Yehalel taught us, La'ana taholech, a person has to think, where is he going? In this Mishnah, Hamahalech Baderech Yechidi, you're traveling alone in the world by yourself. You're not taking suggestions. You're not being miyayitz with others. You're just going by yourself. Akavi Mahal says, La'ana Taholech, where are you going? Think about life. Think about every day, every minute, every hour, every month, every year. Where are you going? What's this person doing? Hamahalech Baderech Yechidi is walking through life by himself without thinking, without a Rebbe, without a friend, without a family. You're just going about your life and you're not considering. And finally, the last thing Akavya ben Mahalal says, you should know, Lifnei Miata Asid Liten Din Vecheshbon, in front of who are you making an accounting? What does Chanina ben Chachinoi tell us? Mefan Eliva Levatala Harezu Mischai Benafsho. If a person spends his time idly, wastes his time, it's the exact opposite of asid liten din v'cheshbon, making an accounting, thinking things through. Din v'cheshbon is taking life seriously. The antonym, the opposite, is mefana liva levatala. Therefore, Rabbi Chanina ben Chachinoi and Akavya ben Mahalal are teaching us the same thing in opposite ways. Akavya ben Mahalal is telling us, Histakel b'shlosh dvar menata bali de'avera. Think, contemplate the following three things and you'll never sin. Know where you came from, know where you're going, know what you're doing, and know in front of who you're taking and accounting for. Rabbi Chanina ben Chachinoi says that this fellow's doing that just the opposite. You're awake all night. You're not recognizing the division between day and night. You're going back to nothingness. Hamhalech b'derech yichid, you're just walking along life, the path of life by yourself. That's the opposite of la'anat taholech. And finally, mefanu livel of atala means you're not taking and making a din v'cheshbon accounting, and you're not taking seriously calculations. Thus, that's Rabbi Chanina ben Chachinai is teaching us, and these are the four pshatim in this Mishnah. Ne'er balayla, mahalech b'derech yichidi, mefane liva tala, harei ze mischai benafsha. Let's always make sure to remember, lifnei mi'ata omed, and where are we going? Who are we giving a cheshbon in front of? Have a great, great day.